Mabel Louise, how are you today?
Good morning. I'll say amen to that. I'm great. It's so exciting to be in this wonderful summer time, and the weather is so beautiful today. And say, how are you doing today? Wish I could drop into your place and be with you and learn all about you and what you're doing and your work and everything. But I can't, so would you take time to listen to me today? I hope you will. You know, every day is really a good day, isn't it? If you're just able to get up out of bed and go about your work and enjoy life, my goodness, it's so great. The Lord is so good. Just feel like shouting hallelujah. Well, my verse for the day is found in Psalm 104. Oh, if you haven't read that lately, why don't you read it today sometime? Let me read from the scriptures. Verse 24. The psalmist is really excited, must have been in some unusual place, and looking at God's nature. And he opened his mouth, and this was David, and he opened his mouth and said, "Oh, Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you made them all." Can't you just picture that in your mind? David out in the field, or maybe he was near some body of water or near a mountain, who knows? But he is so excited to see God's works. And he says, "In wisdom you made them all." It reminded me of when I visited Alaska. I went up to see my grandson who was going to university up there. And I saw Mount McKinley. Oh, I saw it for the first time. You remember from your geography that it's one of the tallest, if not the tallest, in the United States. And it's so tall that it makes its own weather. So you seldom ever get to see the very top of that mountain. And my friend and I went into the lodge where you can get a full view of the mountain. And we looked and we heard someone yell, "Come quick. The clouds have rolled back and you can see the top." And it was magnificent. And so I felt just like David here when I looked at it and said, "Oh, Lord, how manifold are your works." Well, today I want to continue on with my series on nature. And a reminder to take note of your surroundings. Just look around. Take time to just look up and see God's blessing and what he's prepared for each one of us to enjoy. Well, on my last broadcast, I talked about lightning and thunder, and we've certainly had some big storms this summer, haven't we? And at that time, I gave a simple childlike explanation of what happens during a thunderstorm. And I gave you two easy verses that you can teach your children or your grandchildren to learn and to take with them wherever they go. They're short and they can learn them quickly. Here, let me give you those. Psalm 56:3. It's a good one. It says, "In what time I'm afraid, I will trust in the Lord." And here's the second one. It's found over in Isaiah 43, verse 5. It's a really short one. It only says, "Fear not, for I am with thee." Isn't that cute? Blessing. And the two verses that I've given you are really short and to the point and very easy to teach your children and your grandchildren. And along with those Bible verses, may I suggest that you also teach them some stories from the Bible that are incidents of different storms. So our first lesson is taken from Matthew 8, Mark 4, and Luke 8. The Lord must have definitely wanted us to learn from these portions of Scripture. And this is the story of Jesus calming the storm as he and the disciples were crossing the Sea of Galilee. Your children will be so blessed if you just take time to read the story and make comment of how they needed to trust Jesus during the storms and how they too must follow Jesus' leading. And this can make a big impression on your child. In fact, it will last them all of their lives. So let me quickly read the short story found over in Mark, the 4th chapter. I'm reading from the International today. Jesus calms the storm, and that day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Well, leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was into the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" Jesus got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." And then the wind died down and it was completely calm. And he said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." And then I'm going to be reminding you of what Matthew said in his record. He said Jesus had been up in the mountain speaking to a great multitude of people. He'd healed a leper, the centurion's servant, and also Peter's wife's mother. He was so exhausted from speaking all those long hours. And it was evening, and Jesus said to the disciples, "Let's go to the other side of the lake." The Wycliffe Bible Commentary, as I was studying, and it tells us that the east side or the other side of the Sea of Galilee was largely uninhabited. You see, Jesus wanted to get away from the crowds in order to rest and to talk to his disciples. So he climbed in the boat and laid his head upon the boat's cushion, which was provided for the guests of honor. And he was placed at the stern, away from the splashing of the waves. Jesus rested his head and he fell fast asleep. The disciples were rowing so hard on that boat crossing the lake, and all of a sudden, a great storm came on them. How wonderful that our Savior was subject to human limitations and the fatigue of his ministry. He was just worn out. Remind the children when you read it that their pastor at the church has a busy schedule also, and he definitely needs their little prayers. The truth is that bad storms were not unusual on the Sea of Galilee. You see, the sea lies 680 feet below sea level, and it's surrounded by hills. And as the air on the heights cools toward the end of the day, it flows down through the defiles of the hills to the lake surface and churns it into foam. Well, the boat was probably a small open boat with sails, such as was used during Jesus' day. The disciples became very afraid, and they woke Jesus up and said, "Master," which means teacher, "don't you care that we're perishing?" And Jesus stood up, rebuked the wind, and said, "Peace, be still." And the wind stopped blowing and the waves stopped, and now they were safe. And the book of Mark tells us that there were other smaller boats following the disciples. So this would allow those people to see the experience and the miracle too. Jesus, our Creator, had authority over the powers of nature, of course. He made it all. So in the natural course of the passing of the storm, complete calm would not have happened instantly. Jesus was in command, and he said to his disciples, "Why are you afraid? Don't you have any faith?" So even storms with lots of lightning and thunder and other problems in life, it can be scary, of course. But Jesus wants us to trust him and not to be afraid, just like he was teaching his disciples. The disciples acted like Jesus didn't care about them and that he was going to let them perish. Their problem was they forgot all those wonderful miracles he had already performed right before their eyes. And they didn't remember reading the verse over in the Psalms, "In what time I'm afraid, I will trust in the Lord." Isn't it easy to forget that Jesus wants us to trust him in all of our situations and to go by faith in prayer to him whenever we feel afraid? The disciples had seen Jesus do those miracles, as I just said. He'd already given sight to the blind. He'd cleansed the lepers. He'd healed fevers just by speaking the word. But they had never seen him have dominion over the elements of wind and water. How important it was that they called on Jesus to help them. And it's an example for us to follow. The disciples were astonished over the Lord's power to calm that big storm. What an example to remember that we can call on the Lord at all times, and especially when we're in trouble. Isaiah 26:4 says, "Trust in the Lord forever. For in the Lord is everlasting strength." And now this would be a very good time for you grandmothers and grandfathers, or mom and dad, as an adult, to pray and ask your children to pray to Jesus. On the last broadcast, I told you about my husband's mother, Mother Stewart, because she was always afraid of storms. And if she heard thunder and she saw lightning, she would run as fast as she could into the bathroom, which, by the way, had no windows, and she would shut the door quickly and stay in there all during the storm. So one day I asked her when she learned that habit, and she said, "My mother used to take me into the bathroom all during the storms." Mother Stewart accepted Christ late in life, and she had not taught my honey to trust in the Lord until he was grown. Well, a newspaper published the following story from the life of Lyndon Johnson, former president of the United States. In Stonewall, Texas, he said, at a ceremony recognizing highway beautification. This is what he was telling his audience. He was feeling fine because he had followed the advice of an older woman who once said, "When I walk slowly. When I sit loosely. And when I feels worry coming on, I just lay down and go to sleep." The expression, "when I sits loosely," suggests something every believer should be able to do. If you know Christ and you're living in fellowship with Him, you can experience great blessings and renewed strength by relaxing and trusting the Lord completely. This helps us to keep us from worrying. And I read another cute story about a young girl traveling on a train for the first time. And she heard from someone that the train would have to cross several rivers. Oh, she was so afraid. And she thought of all that water and what would she do if something happened. But each time the train came near to a river, a bridge was always there to provide a safe way to cross. Well, after passing safely over several rivers, the girl settled back in her seat with a sigh of relief. She turned to her mother and said, "I'm not worried anymore, Mom, for somebody has put bridges for us all the way." Yes, the Lord Jesus provided a bridge for you and me to get to heaven. And that bridge was the death of His life on the cross for you and me, for forgiveness of our sins. And I hope that you've accepted Him as your Savior. And just a reminder as I go off the air, whenever you're afraid, just trust the Lord, okay? Someone has said, if you give all of your troubles to the Lord, you'll have nothing to worry about. Have a good day. Bye-bye.